Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me, Estra, this December 21st, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Let me begin today by wishing you the best Christmas celebration this coming week. May this holiday or others give you joy, peace, and allow you to spread goodwill among those in your presence. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help inform, prepare, and share information from an injured person's perspective. If going through an injury claim process, my blog, radio, and TV programs will be here to provide information, encouragement, and advocacy to strengthen you through the process. As for now, let's think on good, enjoyable, and happy thoughts through the conversation, music, and Christmas memories. You are welcome to dial in right now and share your thoughts for this holiday season. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Participate in the conversation by posting your comments on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington this holiday season. Let's begin our show today with a poem from Clement Clark Moore. And most of us should know this. I've heard this one before. It's called A Visit from St. Nicholas. We actually located it on Wikipedia.org. Quote, "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads, and Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out of the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprung from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew in a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below. When, what to my wonder eyes should appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeers. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew from the moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles and coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder, old Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sled full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur, with his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung in his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His bow like a mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the bare of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight to his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that took when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled up the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his fingers aside on his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like down to a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." End quote. The joys of Christmas bring comfort and joy that are carried throughout life. Many adults will look back on this time as a magical period. May new memories in this season add to the old, making life more complete, peaceful, and interesting. May you look back on 2013 with the gladness of doing your best, realizing you are an overcomer of hurdles, and have enjoyed the fun opportunities which have come your way. May you still find magical moments in your life that provide joy and hope at Christmas. For many people, Christmas invokes a lot of emotion. Sometimes one must consciously choose to shape and mold how to react in certain situations. One way to do this is by remembering the reason for Christmas. It is you. How important are you? A plan was developed many years ago just for this life journey by making available someone who loves you more than you'll ever know or completely understand. But as with any relationship, it takes time to nurture and grow. However, when stepping out and building bonds through good and hard times, he will be with you. No, he won't take away all your troubles, but he will see you through them and allow you to get the best out of the situation. Walk with him, and you may gain awareness about why this relationship changes lives daily. All that is required is one small step of faith. Let him know you are interested in building a relationship. Ask for guidance in learning about him and trust his spirit to guide you closer to him. Yes, this is a life journey with one main requirement, in my opinion. Never give up on him. That old age question of why can sometimes move us away. Sometimes terrible things in life happen and we do not seek his help. There will be challenges, I guarantee it. But if somehow you can share disappointment and stay engaged, seeing what is on the other side of suffering, when it is over, enlightenment will help move you through other life trials and tribulations. Do you know his name? It is Jesus. Who is Jesus of Nazareth? Someone who made great sacrifices in order to share his life with you. He's worth getting to know. Take a moment this holiday season. Say hello and happy birthday. Get acquainted. In my opinion, it is one of the best relationships here on earth and in heaven. This Christmas season, seek a relationship like no other can bring. Understanding, hopefulness, strength, and courage while experiencing a love far beyond most people's understanding. Merry Christmas to you. I'm reading to you from the Life Recovery Bible from Tyndale House Publishers, from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 through 20. Quote, "About this time, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the nation. This census was taken by Quirinius, was governor of Syria. Everyone was required to return to his ancestral home for this registration. And because Joseph was a member of the royal lines," most people don't hear that very often, need to repeat that. "Because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's ancient home, journey from the Galilee village of Nazareth. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time." I just need to stop it for just a moment and let people know that people don't understand that Mary understood how people were looking at her being pregnant and not being married. And this was a difficult time, but she held on to her faith and her belief and her courage and strength. So make sure that you do too. I'm going to go on here. Quote, "While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the village inn." I have to stop here for just a moment. Jesus didn't start out indoors either. So if you're outdoors, just know that you're in good company, and you won't necessarily have to stay there either. Go on, quote. "That night, some shepherds were in the field outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared among them, and the landscape shone bright with the glory of the Lord." Can you imagine seeing that? "They were badly frightened, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you the most joyful news ever announced, and it is for everyone.'" I repeat that. The news is for everyone. He didn't say Gentile or Jew. He said everyone. Let me go on. "The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem. How will you recognize him? You will find him a baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. Can you imagine the joy there? Maybe that's the white light people see when they're transformed and the joy that they feel and why so many don't want to come back. Okay, let me go back in. "Glory to God in the highest heaven," they sang, "and peace on earth for all those pleasing him." When this great army of angels had returned to heaven again, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found their way to Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in a manger. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and that the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story expressed astonishment, but Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and often thought about them. End quote. Sometimes that's where we have to keep things in our heart, quietly pondering them. So as you go through this season, remember the reason. When we think about the holidays, we think of commercials showing snow, great family or friends getting together, food and gifts. And we feel fortunate if this is how our holidays turn out. But typically, this is not how it happens for most people. I personally think this is a commercial's perspective for separating you and your money. Sometimes past memories or past relationships that have recently changed or ended make it difficult to fully take advantage of the holiday season. Or perhaps you've been in a car accident and injuries and pain make it difficult to enjoy the season. Whatever the realities are in your life, there is holiday cheer to be found. Make a decision to reflect on the good times of the past year, for there will always be time to remember past regrets or even losses. And love never dies, however, and sometimes it just transforms. Holidays are a good time to get in touch with our emotions in our own quiet times. We can reflect on and assess our true feelings, giving ourselves permission to accept them, and then choose to enjoy the season with a clean slate, and therefore enjoy the current moments without always invoking past memories. The greatest things about holiday seasons are that we share them with other people. Surprisingly, just a kind word or gesture can transform the holidays for you or for someone else. Commercials are great on television or online, but in real life, not a whole lot is required besides respect, kindness, care, and concern. Try giving something that cannot be found in a commercial. Will you have to be creative? Maybe. May you have to think outside the box? Probably. But the time spent will be well worth it. Holiday greetings from me to you. Your joy is not defined by your injuries, your pain, or your wallet, but your determination to share and receive goodness through this holiday season. This means taking care of yourself, being good to others, and enjoying the true reasons for the holiday season. This holiday season is a time to set aside your troubles, and yes, they'll be there. And when the holiday season ends, begin refreshed and renewed on how to solve them. Everyone deserves a time to get away from life's challenges, especially when injured, along with dealing with pain and suffering. Sometimes it's difficult and it takes time and effort to look for the joy and hope that can be found during this holiday season. Take a moment to see all the joy and hope this Christmas can bring for you. Two 14 Car Accident Weekly Planners are now currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if you're involved in a car accident. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and 2-14 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Also now available is the DVD, Disc Collection Series 1 for watching Estra's TV programs. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. And while you're there, make sure to take the latest survey. Six ways to keep your holiday cheer. Number one, avoid destructive behaviors. They can lead to very unpleasant outcomes personally and with relationships. Move toward actions that love you back. Number two, don't be afraid to make mistakes or be yourself. This is how we grow and learn. Be adventurous, caring, and respectful, yet realize perfection is the goal, not the reality. Number three, set boundaries for yourself and others. Keep them and they can protect you from making many mistakes. Number four, emotions run high during the holidays, so cut yourself and others some slack. Also be willing to remove yourself from any volatile situations. Number 5, accept and understand your emotions. Have some quiet time to comfort yourself if necessary. And number 6, decide to remember the gift of the season, love, joy, peace, and goodwill. Spread a little of it. Is it time to choose God? Sometimes you just have to put life at the feet of God by saying, quote, God, I know I do wrong. Forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus died for me, and today my salvation begins. Jesus, come live with me right now. Be my Savior and Lord. I will follow you forever in your strength, not my own. Each day I will do the best I can and leave the rest to you. I will not become too sorrowful when life brings tragedy, but will lift my head to you in hopes of a better day and gain wisdom from the event. It is time to choose God. I choose God. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior means being willing to trust Him to lead you through the ways of life, helping to find a deeper purpose in living. Refuse to allow hard times to hold you back. Get through difficulties with an abundance of His love carrying you through the storm. Sometimes we don't realize He is there until after the storm has ended. Continue to have faith in His words and deeds, and as time passes, you will become more like Jesus and see His works within you. There is no better guide, no better place to find wisdom, no better way to find peace beyond understanding of men. Seek to learn about love, hope, peace, and joy, but also gain strength, courage, and willingness to stand for the things that make life better for all people. Have a Merry Christmas through love, peace, joy, and hope. This combination uplifts your spirit and looks towards life's wonderful opportunities. Keep them close in your heart. Jesus always keeps them close. If you keep Him with you, they will be there too. May God keep you safe and in His hands. Amen. Start this holiday season by choosing to make the most of it. Love yourself and others. Don't be intimidated by anyone. Seek to bring out the talents inside you that we all need to benefit from. Made in a very special image, the best gift of the Christmas season is you, the real you. Not by the standard of a commercial, not by wealth, health, social skills. It really is about you. Share, learn, and grow. That's the best gift you can bring to our world. And we need you. I've lived long enough to experience a variety of holiday cheer and grief. One of the most important things to hold on to is a thankful heart, a caring, giving spirit, one that shares to help someone else move from a difficult position back to independence, especially today when many people have unmet needs and require compassion and empathy in these uncertain times. Our turn for help in some way will come sooner than we think. Some in our world want us to live in fear, in a helpless state. There is much money to be made that way, but there are many things money cannot buy: respect, love, peace, and fulfillment that come by doing the right things for yourself and others. Christmas gifts are fine, but love and care for your family, friends, neighbors, and a stranger is better. People remember when you help to meet their needs more than a holiday gift. There are more lost and lonely people in our world today than ever. In my opinion, money does not meet our emotional needs, only financial ones. It's our communication with one another and support that brings comfort and companionship to life. Spending time talking with each other brings a satisfaction not found elsewhere, and unfortunately, this skill of communication seems to be moving backwards because of spending more time with technology. They cannot be exclusive, spend time with each other. Take a moment this Christmas to celebrate what is good in your life, what others mean, and going forward, what is important this holiday and each and every day. Accepting both happy and sad events as part of the journey. Go in the direction your heart and your mind lead, without fear, without concern of what others will think or do. Pull out the goodness and adventure inside you. Never look back. Make it a goal for dreams to become a reality, no matter how long it takes, using an injury or disability as a strength and not a weakness. Don't let your epitaph read, "I lived in fear, I never did what I wanted to do, I let disappointment, shame, harassment, and intimidation thwart my efforts." Give yourself a Christmas gift that only you can provide, one that does not allow an accident, disability, insurance, employers, or other circumstances to dictate your destiny. Will it be more than likely difficult? Yes, it will. But a reward that surpasses anything you may have ever known. Not to mention the self-respect. And this Christmas season, find the true gift of giving, believing, and trusting in yourself while giving the respect and care to others. Enjoy the holidays. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. Remember to like us on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra, and also Estra's blog tips. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity and InternetArchives.org. Musicians or names of this Christmas songs include Merry Christmas to You, Silver Bells, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, instrumental, Gloria by various artists, Oh Happy Day by Sister Act 2, Oh How I Love Jesus, Fairy Tales instrumental, I Love You Lord, The Old Rugged Cross, Whiter Than Snow, How Great They Are by Celtic Hume, Rita Coel, Oh Come All You Faithful, instrumental praise, Have a Merry Little Christmas. Make sure to visit them at their websites, and in 2014, Esther's blog will feature their songs in support of their music. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio, and also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's blog. Remember to enjoy this holiday season. It's one of the most important things that you can do. Take care of yourself and have goodwill towards others. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you